Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to 360 Degrees Round Wozrock. Hi, I'm Warren. Over the next hour, I'll be taking you on a musical journey across eras and genres, playing tracks from the famous and not so famous, and exploring the connections between the artists and their music. Swing, blues, rock, pop, and much, much more. All on 360 Degrees Round Wozrock. Now, let's rock. Well, good afternoon and welcome to 360 Degrees Round Wozrock on Otago Access Radio or FM 105.5 FM 1575 AM. You can get us on www.oar.org.nz if you want a podcast or live stream the show at your future listening leisure or pleasure. And as usual, the show is brought to you by Bowen Therapy Dunedin, situated at 26 Bank Street, Northeast Valley, Dunedin Gardens Medical Centre, for all your Bowen Therapy and massage requirements. And our show today is titled Eagles, Taking It Easy and To The Limit. The Eagles were formed in Los Angeles in 1971 by Glenn Frey, and on guitar and vocals, with Don Henley drums and vocals, Bernie Leadon on guitar and vocals, and Randy Meissner on bass and vocals. They were originally formed as a backing band recruited by Linda Ronstadt's manager John Boylan. Henley came to Los Angeles from Texas with his band Shiloh to record a Kenny Rogers produced album, and Frey from Michigan to form Long Branch Penny Whistle. Randy Meissner was with Ricky Nelson's backing the Stone Canyon Band, and Bernie Leadon, a veteran of the Flying Burrito Brothers, so there was some real pedigree in amongst them right before they even formed the band. The four played once for Ronstadt's July concert at Disneyland and then on her eponymous album. They then signed to Asylum Records, whose owner, David Geffen, was introduced to Glenn Frey by Jackson Brown. And Geffen then bought out Frey and Henley's Amos Records contracts and sent them to Aspen, Colorado to develop as a band, where they performed in 1971 as a group called Teen King. I wonder if that was in relation to Roy Orbison's Teen Kings. Eventually, though, they arrived at the name Eagles during a tequila-fueled stint in the Mojave Desert when Henley was inspired by eagles flying overhead. And the Eagles are one of the world's top selling bands, having sold more than 200 million records, including 100 million albums sold in the US alone. They were ranked at number 75 on Rolling Stone's 2004 list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. And we're going to kick the show off today with Take It Easy. 1972, this came out and went number 12 in the US as a debut single from their eponymous debut album. This is one of my favourite Eagles tracks, and with such great descriptive lyrics, and was co-written by Jackson Brown and Glenn Frey, who sings vocals.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light it up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Sweet.
And the follow-up single to that was Witchy Woman, and it was the second single from the debut album, and was a number 9 US single. It was written by Don Henley and Bernie Leadon, with Henley on lead vocals. Leadon started writing the song while still in the Flying Burrito Brothers, and it was finished by Henley, being the only song he received credit for on the album.
We'll be right back.
Witchy Woman from Eagles, the featured group today on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM. And now we go to a peaceful, easy feeling, which is what you want on a Saturday afternoon when you can't do much else and it's wet outside, or you can just go shopping. But never mind, other than that, you should actually be listening to this show, hopefully. And Peaceful, Easy Feeling was number 22 on the US Billboard Singles Chart. It was the third from the debut album, and it was written by songwriter Jack Tempchin.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown, and I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around, 'cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't. I'm already standing on the ground, and I found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. Oh, but she can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing
I'm already standing. desperado. Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is what world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Maybe raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you before it's too.
Beautiful Desperado, and that was the title single to their 1973 second album of the same name, and it was a UK silver and US platinum, only double platinum this time, album in a row. The song is ranked on several notable greatest songs of all time lists and voted as the number two favourite Eagles song by Rolling Stone. It charted as a digital chart number 20 after Glenn Frey's death, and was co-written by him and Henley, who sings lead vocal, being their first team effort. The song's got a Ray Charles flavour to it. Anyway, the next up is Tequila Sunrise. This one was the first of two low-charting singles from the Desperado album, but I've always liked Tequila Sunrise. It's another moody one. And Glenn Frey came up with a kind of Orbison Mexican-feeling riff and named the song after the drink du jour of that era, with Don Henley co-writing it.
Another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye. He was just a hired man, working on the dreams he planned to try. The days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town. She's out running. Another one, and I couldn't keep from coming on. It's been so long. Oh, and it's a hollow feeling when it comes down to dealing friends. It never ends. Another shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You just get numb. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another frame.
Beautiful Tequila Sunrise, and following that we have Already Gone, number 32 single from the 1974 third album On the Border. The song was the second written by Jack Temchin, co-written by Rob Stanford, and one of the first Eagles songs to be recorded in Los Angeles by produced by Bill Schmitz after switching from Glyn Jones, the legendary Beatles producer, in Olympic Studios in London. So that's the connection between the Eagles and the Beatles. They shared studios and producers at one stage. Already Gone.
Thank you.
bit more rocky on that one, and followed up by The Best of My Love, which was the last song on the album, co-written by Don Henley, Glenn Frey and J.D. Souther, originally recorded with Henley on vocals, and it became the band's first Billboard Hot 100 number one single in March 1975. Best of My Love, and you're getting the best of the Eagles today on 360 degrees around Wasrock, or FM 105.4 FM 1575 AM, and the show of course brought to you by Bowen Therapy Dunedin, situated 26 Bank Street, Gardens Medical Centre Dunedin, for all your Bowen Therapy and massage requirements. Come and see us sometime. All right, next up is James Dean. This was a low-charting single, but I thought worthy of a play, from side two of the Eagles' third album, their third UK silver and second double platinum album, by the way, and was co-written by Frey Henley, Jackson Brown and J.D. Souther, about anti-hero 1950s James Dean, the movie star with the anti-hero theme originally in mind for the album, which turned out not to be. Good old James Dean, and following that is One of These Nights, Eagles' first single from their fourth album, and the US number one, number three New Zealand, and number 23 UK song written by Frey and Henley, the title track to the album One of These Nights. The song features guitar and solo from new band member Don Felder, who adds a more blues rock feel to the song. Gentle fade out of the Eagles on vinyl. Now, I bet you can't guess which is vinyl and which is CD, because I'll be mixing it up today depending on the sort of running order of the tracks, just to make things run a bit more smoothly. Anyway, next up is Lying Eyes, number 2 US and number 7 New Zealand and number 23 UK single. The second from the album, which was a multi-Canadian, UK and US platinum album and was a US number 1 and number 2 New Zealand album, nominated for Grammy Album of the Year. Lion Eyes nominated for Record of the Year and won Grammy's Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals.
She draws a shade and hangs her head. wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone she feels just like a fool.
Last, second last today, Take It to the Limit being the last one, the third single from the album, number 4 US, number 23 New Zealand, and number 12 UK, was written by Randy Meisner, Henley and Frey, with Meisner singing lead, and was the last single to feature founding member Bernie Lead. And so we'll leave you with this one. Until next time, take care and rock on.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.